JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. Our focus today will be on World Wetlands Day, and as usual, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment comes up later. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. The theme for World Wetlands Day is Wetlands Are Our Future. Join us. And the sub-theme is Special Fishery Conservation Area, Saving Wetlands, Saving Fisheries. World Wetlands Day is observed annually on February 2. However, NEPA will be having a week of activities to sensitize young people about the importance of wetlands and their role in protecting these unique ecosystems. Public Relations Officer at the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, Deline Powell, tells us about some of the activities.
We began on the weekend with mangrove replanting, and we will continue with mangrove replanting in areas such as Montego Bay and in the Portland Bight Protected Area. This Friday, we'll also be having library displays here in Kingston and also other parishes throughout the country. Plus, we will be having activities that will be spearheaded by the Urban Development Corporation in Kingston and St. Catherine. They will be having talks at schools all throughout those parishes.
As part of activities to observe World Wetlands Day, NEPA will be partnering with Palace Amusement Company to mount an interactive display at the Carp 5 Theatre in Crossroads on February 3. On this day, moviegoers will be treated to information on wetlands. On February 6, students from Bustamante High in Clarendon will face off against Old Harbour High in St. Catherine in a debate competition. The moot is, be it resolved that the management of special fishery conservation areas should be handled by fishermen. This will be at Salt River in Clarendon at the Caribbean Coastal Area Management Foundation's field station.
Are you the promoter of a new or established event with mass appeal? Submit your event for inclusion in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment's Jamrock Summer Promotional Program. Film, dance, fashion, food, literary arts, and other entertainment events all qualify for inclusion. Events must fall between May 15 and August 15, 2015. Selected events will benefit from local and international marketing support. Submit your events by Friday, February 13. For more information, contact the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment at 920-4926-30 or email us at entertainment@mot.gov.jm.
Though Jamaica, like other countries, has been affected by the global recession, the country is making steady steps in moving forward. This is reflected in the decrease of inflation rate. Inflation fell to 6.4% in 2014 from 9.5% in 2013. Our community notices for today. The Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change will be hosting technical consultations during the month of February with parish councils and other key stakeholders on the draft Rural Water Supply Development Strategy. The development strategy is available on the ministry's website at mwlecc.gov.jm and can be reviewed at its documentation center. And the Central Village Seventh-day Adventist Church is inviting you to its Family Life series with Pastor Ramon Phoenix at the church from now until February 7 at 7:15 p.m. nightly. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
The peacock spread. In them long time days, like on in the 60s, 70s or so, when the peacock spread used to run the place. So you find, you know, just like our comforter around the place now, them time they are peacock spread. So when anybody will go foreign, them always tell us, bring back a peacock spread for me, Wilder Brown from Longsville Park.
You can also share your glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email us at glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. That brings us to the end of today's program. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuel, I'm Casita Irving, thanking you for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.